Dr. Hamid Hernandez King,
playing note on Jordan Lucas, J.R. F.A.N., last name is Lucas, L.U.C.A.S., birthday 4/18/08, education 4/24/25. First name is J.R. F.A.N., it looks like. Last name is Lucas, as above. Here's with mother and girlfriend. Stacy was having sweats and hot feeling yesterday. Stacy now has a simple from a headache with a history of headaches. And also with pain up her chest. Described as a burning pain with complaints of slight nausea. Stacy's been followed at Southeast Clinic by a pediatrician there with recent testing last week, with results reviewed in office with only findings of a slightly elevated hemoglobin and slightly decreased vitamin D, one unit. Review symptoms has indigestion and nausea. Increased after eating for the past month. Past history has a history of headaches for 6 years, two to three times a week, with a history of concussion 3 years ago, with CAT scan at that time. Describes
Gomez.
Has been told that in the past that he's been suffering from dehydration, migraines. In prior workups, social family history, non-contributory, physicals, and general appearance, no key distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, slight erythema noted to left outer external auditory canal without tinnitus or tracheus. Stacy uses Q-tips to clean ears, neck, supple without masses, lungs with calcification percussion, chest wall with one plus upper parasternal tenderness, abdomen with a slight right upper quadrant tenderness without guarding, heart rate rhythm without murmurs and gallop, skin extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Impression, chest pain, probable costochondritis, headaches, probable tension type headaches. Issue of concussion with secondary headaches, questionable left otitis externa, left otitis externa with slight inflammation of opening to external auditory canal without tenderness of tracheus. Patient was offered Toradol IM, which declined. They took Tylenol before coming to clinic. Advised to follow up at Southeast Clinic on Monday as before, to go to the emergency room as necessary if headaches increase or worsen. And to follow, continue Tylenol PRN with avoiding of NSAIDs. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.